Good morning. Have I been so long a time with you, and thou hast not known me? I, in the midst of thee, am Christ. God, the Father, spoke His Word into manifestation, and the Word became invisible flesh. Yet real, invisible flesh in your midst, standing in your midst. I, the Christ, the invisible presence in your midst, was spoken into existence by the Father. And so it is the Father's good pleasure that I, Christ, in your midst, may flow forth as blessing. Therefore, have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me, I in the midst of you? I have come that you might have life, and life more abundant. I have come to be your life abundant in every area, row upon row upon row of goodness, of grace. Stop fighting. Stop fighting. You do not have to fear anything, anyone. It is I in the midst of you. Fear nothing. Only you must rest back in me. You must rest in me. Consciously remember, I am here. I am here. I have come to give you eternal life. Not an eternal life that starts sometime in the future. The eternal life that is yours now, this moment. My life is your life, if you will let me give it to you. Yes, I stand at the door of your consciousness, of your awareness, of your conscious awareness, and I knock. and I ask that you let me in. Let me into your awareness. How? How do you open the door? You rest. You relax. You stop fighting. Stop struggling. Stop searching. Stop seeking. Surrender. Surrender. Give up. Offer your silence to me, and I will fill it with the Christ presence. And your silence is your surrender. Stop fighting. I am here. I really am here. And I function when you stop. The miracle of grace, the grace of our loving Father, has already been given to you before the foundations of the world. You don't have to work that hard. I, in the midst of thee, am mighty. But you must have the conscious awareness, the conscious feel of my presence. And this comes to you as you offer your silence to me. I function in your silence. And in no other way, in no other place. I require your silence, your surrender, your ceasing from struggle. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me, not felt me? I will never leave you. Christ in you promises, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. But lo, these many centuries I have been standing and knocking, and you have not offered me your silence. So many blessings I have for thee, beyond count. Stop fighting. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Do not look out here for your good. Yes, I understand. You see a problem, a problem of supply, a problem of lack, limitation, not enough. You say there are yet 4 months to the harvest. But I, within you, say, look again. Cease ye from all of that. Oh, please cease from that. Stand still. Be a witness, a beholder. Offer me your silence. And into your silence I flow, willingly, joyfully, peacefully. And your awareness of me, of I Christ in your midst, forms as your supply. Tangible, touchable. I, your true supply, your only supply, form myself as your experience. But you must have the awareness of I, Christ, in your midst. No, not a thought, for that's in the mental. And no, not a word in a book, that too is in the mental. Offer me your silence. No mental. No physical. No fighting. Just rest. And in your stillness, you will become aware of my presence. And awareness of my presence, feeling I in your midst, manifests as meat the world knows not of. I, your hidden manna, your hidden supply, must flow into your silence. Then do I manifest as your supply out here, appearing touchable, tangible in your experience. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not had the awareness of my presence within? Then you must be silent to receive the Holy Spirit, my presence. Have you felt lonely? No one to talk to, no one to relate to? Is there a lack of love in your life? A lack of friendship, a lack of companionship? Stop fighting. Stop looking Stop searching. Give up. I, in the midst of thee, invisible flesh, Christ, I can never leave you. I am your eternal companion. Stop looking out there. You will never find what your heart desires. Come. Come within. Offer me your silence, your trusting heart, and I will come in and sup with you, and we shall commune together, and I will flow into your being, and I will illuminate every dark corner, and I will reveal the Father's love. And in this communion, this sweet communion with the Christ of your being, in the awareness of my presence, I will manifest as the life around you, offering friendship, offering companionship, appearing as friend, neighbor, companion, touchable, tangible, huggable. Only this companionship will be eternal. And you will know though there are many faces, it is I, your eternal companion. And you will discover you can never be alone again. And all loneliness will be banished from the kingdom, from the awareness in which you dwell. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not communed with me? Offer me your silence, for that is all I ask. Be still, and you will know I, in the midst of thee, am God, individualized as Christ, your eternal companion. Do you feel your life is limited, restricted, diseased? Do you feel you have limited health, limited capacities, limited movement. Do you not know, I in the midst of thee am Christ? I have come that you might be unlimited, unrestricted, set free. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not felt my life? Stop trying to have a life of your own, health of your own. I have come that you might have my life, eternal life, abundantly. Offer me your silence. Stop fighting. Stop struggling. Stop clutching. Surrender your limited concept of life. For it's not what I have for you. In your silence, feel my power flow in. Feel my grace. Feel the invisible life flow into you. It is I. Don't be afraid of this. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And this, my life, living you, is one such mansion. Surrender your personal life, even your personal body and your personal mind. Stand still, cease from that life. I have an infinite life to give you. In your silence, I will reveal my life, my power, even my body, invisible yet real. And as you feel my life, you let go even more, and I begin to live you, and your personal sense of life begins to dissolve, and my infinite life begins to function you, and your awareness, your feeling of my invisible life appears tangibly as your form. I give you a wellspring of life, springing up into life everlasting. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not felt my life? Surrender. Stop fighting. Stop fearing. Stand ye still. Bring to me your silent, trusting soul, and I will fill it with my eternal presence. Yes, I am here. I am closer than your breathing. I am nearer than your hands and feet. I am the deep withinness of you. Now cease from material solutions. Cease from mental ideas. Bring me your silence. Lay it at the altar. And I flow through in ways ye know not of. Some call it a miracle, but it is only standing in the silence, witnessing my presence. This inner awareness must and always will manifest as form. This is the philosopher's stone. This is the true idea behind Aladdin's lamp. This is the way to transformation. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that is, by standing in the silence and being aware of the inflow of my presence. Don't be satisfied with anything less than this experience within. Don't stop short with just the words and be satisfied because you can quote some scripture or some statements of truth. Don't come short of the experience and be satisfied with rehearsing these truths in your mind. You must stop fighting. You must stop searching. You must stop knowing. You must be silent. Only your silence is an acceptable gift to me. And in exchange for your silence, I give you life, and life more abundantly. I give you all that the Father has given me. I give you touchable, tangible presence. which you feel in the midst of you. And this presence, my presence, the Father's presence, forms itself as your outer experience. And your supply is my presence appearing. And your companionship is my presence formed. And your life, your body, is my presence manifest. If you offer me your silence and stand still and receive my presence in exchange for your gift, well, as many as receive me, to them the Father gives the power to become the sons of God, the children of God, the offspring of God, the actual manifestation of God. God the Father, manifest as invisible flesh, the Christ in your midst, manifest as your outer experience. It does not matter what you've done. There is no sin that you have ever committed that has any effect on my gift to you. There is no thought you have ever had, no matter how ugly, no matter how selfish, no matter how mean, there is no thought that has any effect, any bearing on the gift of Christ to you. And so you can let your past go. Let it go. I'm not interested in that. I ask only for silence. Your thoughts of the future, be they fearful thoughts, thoughts of anxiety, or projections of beauty and harmony, whatever thoughts you have about your future have no bearing whatsoever on me. So you might as well put away your desires, your fears, your anxieties, your hopes, all of them. I am not interested in them. Bring me your silence. Without any regret, any shame, any guilt, any remembered pain, you have no past. Without any fear, any anxiety, any hope, without any desire, without any projected good, you have no future. Let it go. now you are standing where I am. In this moment, in this place, in this silence, in this now, I flow through. Have I been so long a time with you, and thou hast not known me? Stand where I am, in the now. Stop fighting, stop fearing, stop. I am here. Feel my quickening. Feel my movement. Feel my presence. I go before thee now and prepare everything for you. I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. Before the world was, God, Father, spoke His word, manifested as I, the living Christ, in your midst, and I came forth from the Father, that you might have life, and life eternal, row upon row upon row of blessings. Stop fearing. Stop fighting. Offer me your silence, and all that the Father sent forth as blessing flows as I in your midst into your awareness, and there manifests as form. This is the Father's plan, that you might have life, and life more abundantly. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the living Christ, the only true God, as an internal experience appearing as form. Bring your silence. Bring it to the temple within. Place it on the altar. Offer it to Christ, God individualized, and stand still. I, in your midst, will reveal myself to you. I will commune with you. And this is what was meant by abide in me, and I in you. And this is what was meant by I live, yet no longer I, Christ liveth in me. And don't fret about how I will manifest. I knew thee before you were formed in the womb. Before you were formed in the womb, before the world was, I knew you, for you were with me. I offer you the same relationship today. That we may commune together once again. Cease ye from trying to live your own life. Stand a little to one side and rest. And I, Christ, will live you. And trust me. And even if you cannot feel a total and complete trust, even if the mind is bringing doubts, remember, you don't have to convince the mind. You only have to bring me your silence, and I will reveal that I am the rock. So do not feel you have to make the mind believe in me. That is not a requirement. Belief is not needed here. Surrender that. All that is needed here is the gift of your silence, and I will reveal life, beautiful, marvelous, wondrous life wondrous forms beyond your imagination. And you will experience me, and then you shall know. Belief was never needed. Experience is the answer. And in the experience, all doubt will vanish. No, you do not need belief in me. You simply need to bring your silence. And I will lift up my hand right through you and manifest my glories before your eyes. And you shall have power to become a manifestation of the Most High, God Almighty. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me as an experience? Come, come one, come all, bring me your silence, and in your silence I will flow. Infinite, eternal blessings.